The election is over. Lawmakers are about to get back to work. Lots of issues facing the business community as we get going here. Todd Meisch is the president and CEO of the Illinois Chamber of Commerce and is with us to talk about some of them from the business community. Todd, good morning. Welcome to the opening bell.
Good morning, everybody, and great to be with you on an important Veterans Day today.
Yes, and to you as well, and thank you for all the veterans and their service. I want to begin with, I guess, the election is probably the best way to get going. We have a new governor, some new members of Congress from Illinois. What's the Illinois Chamber of Commerce thinking these days about how it might work with some of these new elected officials?
Well, I think it's going to be a challenge, but we're going to approach it with an open mind. I think that after every election, even though that some very good, well-established friends of business appear to have lost or certainly have lost, Randy Holcrin and Peter Roskam were incredibly important to the business community, and I think a pro-business majority out in Congress, and then a whole raft of suburban legislators, unfortunately, that supported the chamber, supported employers, lost their races as well. I think that Illinois was not unique. We're unique in that in the Midwest, we seem to be a blue state in a sea of red. But when you look across the country, we were part of a suburban wave that was worked against Republicans, and usually those are pretty good pro-business candidates. But we're going to keep an open mind. There are an awful lot of new legislators to meet. We're going to reach out to them. We're going to establish where we've got common ground, where we can work together.
And it's very important to do that because there's so many issues facing the state and businesses here in the state. Hard to pick one that's more important than the other, but what would you say the top three are?
I would say Congress, it's really maintaining the positive things that have happened already, the regulatory rollback, which has been very important, and the Trump administration can go ahead and continue. Tax reform has been a real positive for the business community, especially small businesses. The ability to immediately expense capital investment has been incredibly important. But the one issue that I think there's maybe an opportunity to move the ball on, despite all the rhetoric about the caravan coming up from Mexico, is immigration. If Republicans and Democrats were willing to go small ball and say, you know what, we need to go ahead and have just almost a straight-up trade for DACA reform, reestablish that in statute, in exchange for the president's wall or additional border security, that's a deal that could get done. I think you'd find a lot of people would be a little skeptical of that, but I think that a comprehensive immigration bill, neither party really wants politically. They both want immigration going forward as an issue in 2020, but if you go ahead and make it a small ball deal on immigration, I think that's possible. At a state level, I will tell you that the graduated income tax is the top of everybody's mind. That is what J.B. Pritzker ran on. He said he's going to go ahead and get that constitutional amendment on the ballot. We think that's a terrible idea, especially for small business and entrepreneurs. It's a terrible idea, and we'll be working against that quite a bit. Minimum wage, and then I'm going to give you four, marijuana and gaming, not every business's favorite issues, but I think they're going to happen. So we're going to have to spend time on both of those as well.
Todd, what would be the income tax situation, the tax situation? What would be a better solution? Illinois has so many problems, what would your suggestion be? What would the Illinois Chamber of Commerce's suggestion be here?
Yeah, I'd say that there are probably about two or three things that we would say that you should do instead of that. Now, Governor Rauner, we are very supportive of him. Obviously, he came up pretty well short here. But he had the right idea in that if it's just taxation and just spending, Illinois can't solve its problems. You've got to have a growth component. And he was very right about that. He's still right about that. So you've got to do some things to promote growth. So what are Democrats willing to do? Infrastructure investment is probably the best way to go forward. It's about jobs, but it's also about maintaining our infrastructure that's so vital to the rest of the economy. So I think an investment in infrastructure is very, very important. But in terms of straight up the revenues and the spending side, I think that, you know what, employers would actually consider another income tax increase if they thought the money was actually going to go to filling the deficit as opposed to more spending. Let's face it, some Republicans, but a lot of Democrats, really like to spend money. So there's a real skepticism that any kind of general tax increase would go to more spending as opposed to address the deficit issue. You've got to go ahead and take another look at Medicaid. You've got to take another look at pensions. You've got to take a look at the real cost drivers in state spending, or we'll never get out of the problem we're in. So spending restraint is what I think most employers want to see before they'll even consider whether we should have more revenue in the state of Illinois.
I've heard a couple of business folks say that stability is also pretty important, to have some sort of plan to stick with it and to have everybody know what the plan is moving forward. Just something as basic as that is important to business.
It is very important, but there are lots of ways to define stability. There are an awful lot of members on the liberal side of the Democratic caucus who think stability is ever-increasing spending matched by ever-increasing tax rates. And they would love to go ahead and put that on the success, tax on success in the state, which means entrepreneurs, small businesses that are growing the economy. We think that's a terrible way to go. Stability really means we're going to go ahead and have a realistic constraint on what spending in the state is going to be and have revenues get as close to matching that as possible, but then the gap be filled by growth in the economy. You cannot simply address taxes and spending and think that Illinois is going to fix its fiscal problems. If we don't have greater growth, we're going to be in a death cycle, frankly.
Yeah, and I guess the challenge here for folks who have your viewpoint is that, and as you mentioned earlier, Governor Rauner lost by a pretty big margin. Pritzker won by a pretty big margin. Those are folks who knew what he was proposing that voted for him to move forward on. So it's gonna be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, I think so. I think that strictly in terms, strictly political terms, I think a lot of people just had decided that Governor Rauner's approach is something that they didn't like. So I'm not certain that Pritzker has the mandate that a lot of people would think that he does. Let's face it, he didn't talk a lot about specifics. He talked about a graduated income tax, making it fairer, but refused to talk about what the rates would be. In a lot of other states that have a graduated income tax, the ramp up in rates starts as low as $14,000. The reality is you cannot fix Illinois' revenue problems by simply taxing the rich, however you want to define the rich, $1,800,000. There's not enough money there. Those rates always come down into the middle class, whether it's in the first bill or subsequent bills. So that's an example of where I think that Pritzker would be very smart to recognize that he got into office largely on Rauner's unpopularity, not on a mandate to tax the middle class, which is what we think he'll have to do if he's relying on a graduated income tax for more revenue.
You know, as we examine all of the different problems impacting Illinois, it's hard to be optimistic, but I want to ask you that question. Are you optimistic that we can get these problems under control and move Illinois back to some sort of normalcy and prosperity?
Well, normalcy in Illinois and normalcy in other states are frankly two different things. It will be more predictable, I think, so that in many ways is a positive, setting aside a few things like graduated income tax and minimum wage, just another big issue that we haven't talked about yet. But I think that there will be a return to some kind of normalcy. We've seen Democrats be in charge before. And I think that as much as Speaker Madigan was the boogeyman for the Rauner administration, go back to the Blagojevich days, Speaker Madigan really stopped a lot of the worst ideas from happening. So I think that that is a positive, and that there's going to be a structural shift back, that people will be a little more predictable, even though it's not good policy. The good news is that for Illinoisans, though, is that this is a great market. It's the sixth biggest market. People are still coming here. People want to be in Illinois because of positive workforce and things that government can't screw up, such as geography. you can't screw up geography as much as the legislature might try from time to time. And so logistics and transportation is always going to be absolutely vital for the entire nation as it comes through Illinois. It has to. So, yeah, there are a lot of positives that are out there. But frankly, there are things that government can't screw up. I think we've got a very we've got a low floor, we've got a low ceiling, and they're very close to each other, unfortunately. But I think we're going to establish that range here relatively quickly.
Todd, good conversation with you this morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be on.
Todd Meisch, the president and CEO of the Illinois Chamber of Commerce. You can find more about them online at ilchamber.org.